Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Confidence. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving into something super important. Practicing forgiveness and letting go of those pesky grudges. You know that feeling when someone rubs you the wrong way? That little ember of anger, resentment, even bitterness starts to smolder inside. Yeah, we've all been there. But holding on to that heat can seriously mess with our inner peace and happiness, leaving us feeling drained and stuck. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the weight of negativity, allowing you to move forward with a lighter heart and a clearer mind. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks even if someone gave it to you. Why carry that emotional baggage? So, how do we actually put forgiveness into practice? It's not always easy, right? But trust me, it's worth it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Understand your own triggers. Ever notice certain things or people seem to push your buttons more than others? Identifying those triggers is the first step. What situations or behaviors really get under your skin? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate them and develop healthier coping mechanisms. Think of it like having an emotional radar and knowing where those potential hotspots are. 2. Separate the person from the action. It's easy to lump someone together with their mistakes. But remember, people make mistakes, we all do. Try to separate the person from their actions. They might have hurt you, but that doesn't necessarily mean they are a bad person. Recognizing this distinction can help soften those hard feelings and create space for forgiveness. 3. Empathy is key. This one might feel tough, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might have led them to act the way they did? Were they hurting themselves? Were they under stress? Remember, everyone has their own story, their own baggage. Cultivating empathy can help you understand their actions and make it easier to forgive. 4. Choose forgiveness for yourself. Forgiveness isn't about giving someone a free pass or saying what happened was okay. It's about choosing to release the anger and resentment for your own well-being. Holding on to those negative emotions only hurts you in the long run. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, a way to break free from the chains of bitterness and step into a lighter, more empowered space. 5. Practice, practice, practice. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Some days will be easier than others. It's okay to acknowledge that forgiveness takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, keep practicing those steps we talked about, and remember, the more you forgive, the freer you'll feel. Okay, let me paint your picture. Imagine you're walking down the street, feeling fantastic, when suddenly someone bumps into you, spilling your coffee all over you. Ouch, right? You might feel instantly angry, frustrated, even wanting to lash out. But what if instead of letting the anger fester, you took a deep breath and thought, okay, this is frustrating, but it's not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. Maybe the person didn't even see you, they were distracted or having a bad day themselves. Choosing to let go of that anger doesn't mean accepting the spill, but it means freeing yourself from its negative energy. You can still politely ask them to be more careful next time, and then move on with your day feeling lighter and calmer. Remember, folks, forgiveness isn't about condoning wrongdoings or pretending things didn't happen. It's about choosing peace over anger, freedom over resentment. It's a powerful act of self-love that allows you to reclaim your energy and move forward with clarity and grace. So, take those steps today. Start by understanding your triggers, practicing empathy, and choosing forgiveness for yourself. Trust me, it makes all the difference. Now go out there, forgive freely, and keep rocking that inner confidence. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little nudge towards forgiveness, and leave a review if you found this helpful. It means the world to me. See you in the next episode for more Stoic Confidence tips.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.